Writer, director, and actor Mike Binder is probably best known for the short-lived HBO series The Mind of the Married Man. His new movie comedy, The Upside of Anger, stars Joan Allen as a suddenly single mother with four daughters and Kevin Costner as a down-and-out ex-baseball player. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
When I first saw Joan Allen in the late 80s in the Wendy Wasserstein play The Heidi Chronicles, I thought she was very intelligent, which is my euphemism for good but sort of boring. She's tall and handsome and knows how to move, but she's a little starchy. She seems like the wonky girl in high school who goes on stage to get wild but can't fully shed her inhibitions. Compare Allen to another tall actress of her generation, Sigourney Weaver. Now, Weaver is out there. A lot of times she looks crazed and downright foolish, but she turns every performance into a thrilling high-wire act. Joan Allen is too cautious, too sane, maybe too nice to be thrilling. At least until now. She's absolutely sensational in The Upside of Anger, and the reason can be found in that title. She plays a nice, starchy woman who is royally pissed off. Terry Wolfmeyer is the mother of four daughters in an affluent suburb of Detroit, who one day discovers that her husband has left, apparently run off to Sweden with his secretary after getting fired. The blonde, red-headed, and reddish-blonde daughters, who range in age from 15 to 22, are not used to seeing their mom as a disheveled drunk with an acid tongue. They're suddenly living in a rudderless, matriarchal universe. Or they would be if a semi-patriarchal figure didn't amble by on cue. Kevin Costner plays a neighbor named Denny Davies, a former baseball star and current rambling radio host and alcoholic. Denny has been trying to convince Terry's husband to sell a parcel of land in back of their house to a development group he's fronting. But when he finds Terry alone, he offers up his services as a drinking buddy and plants himself and his bottle of Bud down on her sofa. It isn't long before he puts the moves on Terry, whose attitude is like, oh, please. But then she decides to call the question, waking him up out of a drunken stupor.
I mean, are you looking for another
notch in your belt, or I don't know, whatever it is you super sports heroes call it. I mean, are you looking to get lucky with me, to get me into bed?
Who's calling?
Be straight with me, Denny. Be straight. Now, Gray always thought you had an eye for me, and I need you to be really straight with me now.
I do like you.
I always have,
You want to have sex with me, is that it?
No, if you're offering, I guess.
Okay, then. I'll be right there. Give me 10 minutes.
Excuse me?
Give me 10 minutes. I'm not going to do much with my face, though, so don't expect much. In fact, keep the drape shut. I don't like a lot of light. It's not very light in there, is it?
No, there's not a lot of light here.
Okay, well, have a drink. Have a couple. Don't want you to have a real clear memory of this when it's over. Okay, I'll see you soon.
Costner clearly hopes this will relaunch his career as a character actor, the way Terms of Endearment added luster to Jack Nicholson's. And he's funny and likable. His timing is great. But Denny is a little too sweet and solicitous and selfless. The part doesn't quite add up. In fact, a lot in this film has you scratching your head, or in the case of the cutesy piano score, plugging your ears. The daughters, played by Erica Christensen, Kerry Russell, Evan Rachel Wood, and Alicia Witt, seem weirdly unfazed by their father's exit and his total lack of contact. The movie is framed by the youngest girl's term paper on anger. But when she drew her conclusions in her closing narration about what we just witnessed, I had no idea what she was talking about. That came after a twist that's among the stupidest I've ever seen, almost up there with another Costner movie, No Way Out. That's the downside of The Upside of Anger. Fortunately, the writer and director, Mike Binder, knows how to capture the discourse of bright, neurotic people, how they snipe before they think, and self-dramatize, and make compulsive, masochistic jokes. He knows when to make drunken abrasiveness a riot, and when to make it sad and depressing. As an actor, he plays a grubby, on-the-make radio producer who dates Terry's second daughter, and his scenes with Alan are haymakers. He stands there with his lewd, asymmetrical eyebrows and handlebar mustache and his arm around this cherubic young blonde, and Alan slits her eyes and incinerates him with a stare. Binder unlocks something primal in her. In one scene, she weeps and hits notes I've never heard from her. The tears were pouring down my own face. For once, I didn't even wish she were Sigourney Weaver. Seeing Weaver in a part like that would have been deja vu. Whereas with Alan, it's a breakthrough.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.